This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. The backlash continues over the so-called new model for the University of Missouri Press. Today, one of the press's recently published authors wrote a letter to UM System President Tim Wolf, who decided to close the old press as a cost-cutting measure. Don Spivey notified Wolf of his desire to remove his biography of baseball legend Satchel Paige from the University of Missouri Press.
You know, and I don't want to go to a situation where I start having to say, I've been already advised, get an attorney, pull your whole manuscript, hardbound, and any future rights to paperback all from them and go with another press.
Spivey says he was drawn to the press because of its reputation and because of the people who worked there. MU announced a new incarnation of the press this week, which will be directly incorporated into the academic mission of the school. Spivey's concern the long-term goals of that press may be different.
So I've got to have answers to this thing, because it's not only, 12 years of my work, but it's also about the subject itself.
MU says the new press will hire 4 full-time employees and 5 or more graduate-level interns instead of the 10 full-time staff members like at the old press. The drought has spread across much of the country, creating extreme fire risk in many places, including Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the combination of hot wind, dry grass, and extreme drought has already led to many fires. In northern Missouri, a barn burned after hay got so hot it spontaneously combusted. Mike O'Connell of the Missouri Department of Public Safety says sparks from fireworks, farm equipment, and mowers have all also started fires. The death of an 89-year-old St. Louis County man is blamed on the heat, bringing the number of heat-related deaths in Missouri to 24 since June. The victim was found yesterday. The St. Louis County Health Department says the temperature in his home was 91 degrees and the air conditioner was not working properly. The man, who lived alone, has not been identified. It was the 3rd heat-related death in St. Louis County since the extreme hot weather arrived in late June. There's no relief in sight, with highs around the state topping 100 degrees on Wednesday and Thursday, then expected to reach well into the 90s through at least next week. A Missouri judge has terminated the parental rights of a Guatemalan woman who's been contesting her son's 2008 adoption by a Carthage couple. The decision comes a year after the Missouri Supreme Court ordered a new trial, saying the initial adoption didn't follow state adoption laws. The Kansas City Star reports Greene County Judge David Jones ruled today that Encarnacion Bael Romero abandoned her son and ended her parental rights. The decision clears the way for the couple, Seth and Melinda Moser of Carthage, to adopt the child again. The Mosers adopted the boy in 2008 after Romero got caught up in an immigration sweep at a poultry plant. She's been seeking custody since being released from jail on immigration violations. Her lawyer, Curtis Woods, says he'll appeal. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.